Here we go, guys.
Hang on, Blog Talk Radio. We're about to get started in 1 second. Remember, guys, throughout this call, feel free to call in 917-889-7. We're talking about Rosande and Canadia. Let's get this going. About to get started, guys. We are about to get started. What's going on, guys? Dave Mate, Circle of Drink, Yerba Mate Land, here in New York, broadcasting live, another online Mate Circle. Yes, it is hot and I'm sweating. It's really steamy over here in New York, time of the year. But hey, what are you going to do? You got to move with nature, go with nature, never fight nature. So this is going to be a short circle, maybe just about 20 minutes, to be honest. And if people call in, it could go as long as, who knows, 45 minutes, an hour. But basically, it's very simple, this circle. The theme, I'm going to be doing a live tasting of Rosamonte, both versions of Rosamonte, Especial and Traditional. And then after that, we're going to jump on over to Canarias. And so like I said, I'm going to be doing a live tasting of each one, offering my own personal tasting notes, my own personal ideas of what's going on with these very popular brands. And just basically comparing and contrasting these popular mates, and then kind of just talking to myself about why I think that these brands are so popular. These are some of the most popular brands in the world. I'll just give my feedback on that. And after all that, if there's any questions, I'll gladly answer questions. But basically just an educational video sharing my thoughts on these brands to help you better decide on you know, going about purchasing these brands, if you are experimenting with yerba mate, what have you. So let's get started, guys. Let me make myself a gourd right now. I already have one that's prepared. I just need to fill it up with some mate water. Okay, yeah. No. Yeah. Regular Rosamonte, and then we're going to upgrade to the Especial. Let's start with Rosamonte. This baby right here, this is just the regular one. Let me reacquaint. Okay. Now, the first time I had this yerba mate, I don't know, 5 years ago at least, when I was living in Argentina, Buenos Aires. And I got to be honest, my palate for yerba mate was not evolved. It wasn't that it developed. So the first time I had Rosamonte personally, it was a little bit overwhelming. It was a little bit smoky. It was a little bit just too rich. But 4 or 5 years later, 6 years later, really, right now, I could truly appreciate Rosamonte for what it is. I had no basis to compare it to 6 years ago when I was just getting into yerba mate. You know, since then, I've tried over 100 brands of mate, and I kind of built up my mate repository in my mind, what mate tastes like, what the different characteristics. And like I always say, always continue to drink different mates, always continue to build your palate, because what that does is, you know, pretty logical. Basically, it just stores information in your mind about these brands, about the taste, about the flavors, about the bodies, about the nuances. And as you begin to store all this data, if you will, in your mind, or these profiles of taste in your mind, you begin to understand these things. It's not rocket science. It's just practice and daily, you know, respect and appreciation for these different brands. Like I always say, I consider mate like wine. I could come out to like fine scotch, fine bourbon, fine cigars, fine cheese, fine olives, fine caviar, all that. Mate is just as luxurious and rich and deep as all those things. So with that said, let's get into the Rosa Mate traditional. Okay, there's no question that this mate is very earthy. You know, I'm picking up on dirt. And yes, I have tried dirt. I do know what dirt literally tastes like. You know, ever since I got into tea several years ago, I was very interested in learning these tastes. And in order to learn the taste, you got to taste a lot of things. You got to put rubber in your mouth. You know, you got to put dirt in your mouth. You got to chew on leaves. You got to chew on bark. You know, I'm crazy like that. Of course, this is not FDA approved. I got to protect myself. So this is just educational purposes. But if you want to improve your palate, you just got to taste hundreds of different things, and that builds your palate over time. So the regular Rosa Mate, it's a medium-bodied mate. It's, I would say, a complex mate. You're picking up on that dirt. You're picking up on that, you know, raw chocolate cacao, which is dark chocolate. You're picking up on faint, sweet notes. The sweet notes in this particular version of Rosa Mate are not as pronounced as the next one, the Especial, which we'll talk about. But this one, you're definitely picking up on the maltiness. I would say slight maltiness. And when I use this term malty, I'm referring to, I don't know if you've ever had like Guinness stouts, beer, that maltiness factor to it. Or if you ever had like a really delicate, rich chocolate bar. Like a high percentage of cacao, raw chocolate bar, usually has that maltiness component to it. With this one, you're definitely picking up on the finish. The finish is when you, after you swallow, that sort of aftertaste, which is known as the finish. This one has a pronounced tartiness to it, a pronounced, you know, astringency to it. So it kind of comes back into the palate, and it has a cutting effect. It cuts through that roundness, that earthiness, that creaminess in the beginning, and it comes back and it kind of just cuts through it. It's definitely pronounced. Yeah, you're picking up on that astringency. You're picking up on that tartiness. You're picking up on that sort of like Trident gum. Chew Trident gum. Well, I don't recommend that gum, but just for this purpose, if you want to build your palate, when you're chewing Trident gum and then it becomes kind of tasteless, and then what you taste there, definitely that taste is in here on the finish. There's definitely a rubber component, sort of like a pencil eraser component to it. Yeah, it's a good mate. Rosa Mate traditional. I like it. It's not one of my favorite mates, to be honest, but I do like it. I do appreciate it. I'm happy I came back to it after all these years. My palate can now better appreciate it. I won't lie, this is a bitter mate. This particular one has that sort of astringency that I spoke about. It has that sort of tartiness to it. This would be ideal for people who like very strong green tea or people who like coffee, say, for instance, like an Americano, or just pure espresso. This particular version of Rosa Mate traditional would probably be appealing to your palate. So that was Rosa Mate. I think it's worth investigating this mate. If you like a strong mate, medium body, I would say mate, approaching full body, medium to full body, I would say. This mate is not for the faint of heart. It's for the seasoned Matero. The Matero is the yerba mate enthusiast. You know, this may throw off a newbie. So I wouldn't recommend giving this mate to a newbie because they're going to drink it and their palate is probably underdeveloped. Their palate has not been immersed in, you know, dozens of brands of mate. So this mate, be careful with. This is a mate for somebody who is at least moderately accustomed to mate, the bitterness of mate. I highly recommend trying this mate, Rosa Mate traditional. I'm not sure how long it's been aged this mate. That's my fault. I looked into that. But if I were to guess, I would say this mate's probably not aged that long. I would say maybe under 7 months. Usually, as a mate continues to age, it develops deeper taste profiles. It develops nuance. It develops complexities. It's the same concept with cigars, aged cigars, same concept with aged whiskey, bourbon, wine. As it ages, it becomes richer. It becomes more complex, like I said. Rosa Mate Traditional, probably only aged for 7 months or less. If I were to guess, look it up yourself. You could probably find that information online. I'll post that too once I find out. But I'm going to guess it's probably aged less than 7 months, maybe even less than that, because of the sharpness and the astringency on the back end. All right, guys. We're stepping up our game a notch, and we're jumping on over to the Rosa Mate Especial right here. The nice illuminated package, nice and shiny. They stepped up their game from their original one. As you can see, their original one's kind of flimsy. This one's nice and uniform. It has that brick component to it. It has an Especial mark on top, the stamp on top. And obviously it says, if you can see here, Especial Selection. So special selection that translates to in English. All right, guys. So let's jump on over there. I've been drinking this one all day long, just reacquainting myself with it to give you guys the best possible description. Yeah, totally different situation. Totally different situation here. I was pleasantly surprised this morning when I started reacquainting myself with Rosa Mate Especial. Why is that? Because of the complexity. Complexity, yes, it's like I said, the original one is complex. But this one's complex, but it's also consistent. So you got all this, swirling of flavors. With this one, I would say the fruitiness, the fruit component is definitely more pronounced than the other one. That tartiness, that astringency on the finish, the back end, after you swallow, that flavor that comes back, this is smoother. It actually blends better with the initial taste components of it. Just some descriptors that I would give this mate, the Especial version, would be sweet. It has a round flavor dimension. The viscosity, the syrupy component of the liquid, or what you would call the mouthfeel in terms of tasting wine, is definitely velvety. It has a sort of chewy component. This mate is very chewy. When I say chewy, it's kind of hard. Basically, chewy is like the flavor has buoyancy. It kind of bounces in your mouth, almost as if it were a physical, food item that you're eating, but it's liquid. So it's chewy in the sense that the flavor, the feel of it is very palpable. Even after it's swallowed, you still get that sort of silkiness to it, that high viscosity to it, almost like that syrupy component. This mate is definitely bready. It definitely has cacao components, cacao is raw chocolate. And as you begin to really spend time with this mate, call me crazy, but I picked up fresh waffles with syrup and a little dollop of butter on top melting, and then one or two cherries on top of that. Call me crazy, guys, I know, but that's what I picked up, that's what I smelled, and that's what I tasted after, dozens of tastings of this mate this morning, reacquainting myself with it. So this mate, it has a kaleidoscopic taste profile. It's multidimensional. It definitely has that fruitiness component to it. Now, why is this mate so markedly different from the traditional version? Many reasons, but the most important reason is that this mate has been aged for 2 years. So, as I said earlier, when mates age for longer, it develops more complexities. It develops more smoothness, more roundness and structure. These mates, all liquid that you drink, has structure in your mouth. As you begin to drink it, you start to pick up on this sort of intuitive understanding of structure. I would say this structure is round, very round, goes down very easily. And I'm not surprised why they call this one Especial version. It's different. It has a sweet component to it. It doesn't have that. So due to the aging process, this mate has kind of canceled out that bite that you get at the end. That kind of like ooh, that little zip that you get back on the finish. So Rosamonte actually uses hardwood when they're curing their mates. Now, I'm not sure if they use the hardwood for the traditional version, but they specifically state that they use the hardwood for this version. Now, if you don't know anything about the curing process of mate, let me give you a little rundown. Basically, it works like this. They got special people for harvesting. Some companies use machines. This company probably uses machinery. They select, they cut it at the twig level, and then what they do is they basically flash heat the mate. They usually goes into these big cylinders, and these cylinders rotate usually over open flame. Now, Rosamonte actually uses hardwood. Now, if you know the difference between hard and softwood, hardwoods usually have they're more dense, and as a result of that, they have less oil content or sap content. The woods that have less oil or sap content impart less of a flavor, so they have less adulterants, less altering chemicals that change the flavors of the mate. So by using a hardwood, you're actually helping to preserve the natural flavors of the mate. After that flash drying, some companies actually barbecue or barbecue their mate. Rosamonte specifically states that they do that. Now the barbecue method of curing the mate has been developed for hundreds, if not thousands, of years by the Guarani tribe of Paraná. Basically, the tribe that was first found, discovered drinking mate. I don't like to use those terms because this tribe was here for a long time. I don't like to say when they discovered. That sounds so crazy, imperialistic. But when they were discovered, the Spanish discovered the Guarani drinking mate and later on found out about their process. This barbecue process was inherent in the development of the production of their mate. And basically, the barbacoa is a smoking process where the mate is usually left in a smoke-controlled room for up to 2 days, sometimes less than that, sometimes 24 hours. Rosamonte does specify that they do that process with the Especial version. Then after that, the mate goes into what they call storage, basically what green tea companies will call a fermentation process. Technically, it's not fermentation because in order for something to be fermented, it needs bacteria involvement. This doesn't have any bacteria involvement. It's just basically being stored in a temperature-controlled room for up to 2 years, allowing the mate to mature, to smoothen out, and to soften. So there you go. There you guys go. This mate, Rosamonte Special, I would say it is a solid medium body. It's not a medium to full body like the traditional. It has a relatively high amount of palos. Palos are the little white twigs that are interspersed throughout the leaves, which makes up the cut of the mate or the composition of the mate. This mate especial has a relatively high amount of palos, which helps to sweeten out the mate, develop that kind of sweet taste, and gives a sort of buoyancy to the taste profile of the mate. Highly recommend it, Rosamonte Especial. I would say it's a step up from the traditional version. It's definitely rounder, smoother, and has that sweet component to it, that sort of buttery, sweet cherryness to it. Now, I will recommend that when you are drinking this particular version of Rosamonte, pay special attention not to use extremely hot boiled water. I'm going to recommend water that's under 175 degrees Fahrenheit. That's about 79 degrees Celsius. Keep it within that range, if not lower than that. From what I'm noticing is, if you go higher than about 175, you're going to mask the fruitiness, the delicate fruitiness of this Rosamonte Especial version. And if you do that, then you might as well be drinking the traditional version because you're not going to be able to appreciate the specialness of this one. So if you're one of those people that just use hot boiled water, then I guess don't even bother buying this one. Just stick with the traditional one. But if you guys are, you know, more serious, those of you that are more serious about, you know, your connoisseurship of yerba mate, definitely pay attention to your mate water temperature. I got this. Last but not least, okay, 917-889-9947. This bad boy right here. Did I ever tell you my story? I got a funny story about this mate. All right, so I was living in Argentina, as you guys know already, and I was looking online and trying to find out where to buy this. I probably told you this story, but I'll tell you again, those of you that never heard it. I was looking to where could I buy Canadius. And I was on Google Maps, and I found this store that had it that was kind of outside of the, let's call it, protected area of one of on the outskirts of the city where it gets a little dangerous over there. So I told my friend about it. I was like, listen, I'm going to go to this place, and because I got to get Canadius. I got to try this stuff. I got to get it. And actually, I already tried it before that when I was in Uruguay. That's the first time I tried it. And then I tried to buy it when I was in Buenos Aires, and I didn't know where to buy it. So I found this sketchy area outside of this neighborhood called Retiro in Capital, the capital, the center. And just outside of that, you start to get into these areas called the Villas. The Villas are the dangerous areas, you know, that's basically the ghetto. But I'm crazy, so I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go there. So I ended up walking. It was about half an hour from my apartment, and I just walked in there. And, you know, I made it to the store, and I was looking around. Everyone knew I was like a tourist. And I asked somebody, I was like, where can I find Canadius? And they're like, oh, it's over there. Go get it on the shelf. And I got it, and I was like, yes, I found Canadius. And then I went back to my apartment. I got back safely, no problem. And that was my first introduction to first or second introduction to Canadius. And I just remember, like, wow, this stuff is great. You know, for a time, it was the best mate in the world for me. Now it's not. I think it's a good mate. I just don't think it's one of the best, in my opinion. But I think it's not one of the best for me. It's one of the best in the world in terms of popularity. But for me, it's a good mate. Let's try it out, guys. Let's have a live tasting right now. Sorry for the little ramble, but you guys know how I get. I just keep on talking. I love this stuff. I love yerba mate. Okay. Okay, guys, so this is what I consider a gaucho mate. What is a gaucho mate? Well, if you haven't seen my video, the video called, I think it's called Explaining the Different Types of Yerba Mate, just Google that. You'll find it. It's in our YouTube page. Basically, this gaucho mate is kind of a term that I sort of came up with. I sort of developed it because there was no other term that existed. So I had to develop a term. If it doesn't exist, I got to develop a term. So what I consider a gaucho mate is basically a mate that's grown in Brazil, usually grown in southern Brazil. Grown for the Uruguayan or the Uruguayan, however you want to pronounce that, for the Uruguayan population. So Brazil basically has two dichotomies, if you will, of growing yerba mate. They have the local population that drinks a sort of green, super green yerba mate that hasn't been oxidized. It's just super green and powdery. They call that chimarrão. That's the mate that you see in the big gourds or what they call the big cuyas, where they put like a pound of mate in those things. That's a whole other story. You can watch my videos on that. That's what you call the chimarrão yerba mate or yerba mate, how they pronounce it in Portuguese. And then the other dichotomy, the other philosophy of growing is basically for the Uruguayan market. And I call that gaucho mate. And that usually means a mate that, yes, obviously, like I said, grown for the Uruguayan market, but it's also a mate that is well ground up, has finely chopped up leaves, and has a relatively high amount of polvo or powder. And it usually has a signature maltiness and creaminess taste profile to it. So this is a very nice mate. It's a nice mate. I got to give it to Canaries. It's a very nice mate. I would say it is I don't want to call it full body. I would say it's a medium, light to medium body, depending. I've had some versions of Canaries where it was totally full-blown, full body. I'm going to say this particular bag that I'm drinking right now is just approaching a medium body. Okay, so you're going to get that signature maltiness. It's creamy, super creamy, and it has floral components to it. It has sort of this light fruitiness to it. But for me, when I think Canarias, I think creaminess. I think malt, pure Guinness stout factors to it. It has sort of a faint tiramisu component to it. So you are going to pick up on some sweet notes. You are going to pick up on those floral components. You are going to pick up on that Guinness stout. You are going to pick up on the dirt like you would pick up in Rosa Mate, but the dirt is less pronounced. I would say that this mate is more stable than the Rosa Mate traditional. But I would say it's in between the Rosa Mate traditional and the Rosa Mate especial in terms of consistency of taste and in terms of body even. Let's give it another go. Definitely flatter. This mate is definitely flatter than both Rosa Mates. It has less verve. It has less sort of a bravado, has less muscularity to it. I'm going to say it's more soft-spoken than both Rosa Mates. I would definitely consider it a strong mate in terms of effect. It has a very strong effect, noticeable boost in cognition. Some faint caramel, some faint milk chocolate, milk, creamy half and half. Definitely not as round. I would say it's not much more, but it's noticeably flatter than the other mates. It doesn't have that roundness and structure. So if you like malty stuff, if you like, let's say, your coffee with some steamed milk. If you're one of those people, then Canaries will be your best bet. But if you like your pure espresso, your pure Americano with no milk at all, then Rosa Mate will be more apt for your palate. Now, okay, guys. So I think I gave you a pretty decent description on Canadius. Let's just recap real quick. Canadius, this is arguably the most popular brand in Uruguay. But remember, it's grown in southern Brazil for the Uruguayan market. This is a gaucho mate. These guys over here are classical Argentine mates, grown in northern Argentina. This one's definitely grown in the Campo region, the countryside, which they say, I would assume that this one's also grown in the countryside, but this one, they really promote the countryside on this one. This mate right here is definitely a step up from the traditional. It's definitely fruitier, and it has less of that tartness on the back end, on the finish. I would say it's significantly more complex, significantly more multidimensional than the traditional version. I think it's worth paying an extra couple dollars for this brand if you're serious about yerba mate, if you are a Matero and you want to build up your palate. I would say it's worth buying this one as well if you're already familiar with this one. Now, this guy is also a good mate. Don't get me wrong, the traditional one is good. If you're just starting to get into stronger mates, let's say after several weeks or several months of drinking mates, I would highly recommend trying this one out. It's stronger than a lot of the other traditional brands of yerba mate. It's stronger than Nobleza Gaucha. It's stronger than Unión. It's stronger than Cruz de Malta. It's stronger than, a lot of those traditional yerba mate brands. And so Rosamonte, yep, powerful brand. This is good. They're traditional, but it's a little bit sharper, a little bit more stringent, and less complex than the Especial. So this is just how I want to end, guys. These brands of mate, why are they some of the most popular brands in the world? Why? Well, I got a theory. It's because that these mates have something to say. These mates are not scared just to sit on the sidelines and say, okay, I'm a very soft mate, I'm a very quiet mate, I'm just a regular mate, just drink me. No, these mates are in your face. These mates are, listen, this is how I taste, and if you don't like it, go buy Unión or go buy something else. Go buy Cerveza with all the fruit in it. Got nothing against those mates. I drink them. I make my own fruity mates on CircleOfDrinks.com. But the point is here is that these mates really have something to say. They're bold, they're strong, they're medium to full bodied, and they have signature taste profiles. In my opinion, a lot of mates taste the same. Now, if you are, getting into connoisseurship, you will begin to pick up, very subtle taste profiles from mate to mate to mate to mate. But I would say that there is still a large group of mates that taste extremely similar, especially to the underdeveloped palate. These mates, not so much the case. These mates really have pronounced characteristics to them. So I'm not surprised that these mates literally have millions and millions of fans, millions and millions of followers. Here in New York, when you go to one of the bodegas or one of the Latin American stores, you're always going to see Canarias. You're always going to see Rosamonte. Why is that? Because people who are from Uruguay and from Argentina who now live in the United States, they know what they want. And they know that their palates have already developed around these particular brands. And they just work. They simply work. They're going to give you that, taste that you're used to. They're going to give you that boost in cognition. These mates have probably, I don't know the exact caffeine content, but they probably do have a relatively higher amount of caffeine than other brands. So other brands of mate, Unión, Cruz de Malta, Mission, even, well, Mission's in a Mission. In Yerba Mate, they have, their own characteristics. Not in terms of quality. I'm not going to say they're quality. And, especially with Rosamonte Especial, they leave something to be figured out. They leave the curiosity and mystery. I've been drinking mate for 6 years, and I'm still trying to figure out these mates, especially Rosamonte Especial, which I just became reacquainted with. And I got to be honest, I'm still really trying to figure them out. They're so rich, they're so deep, and they got a lot going on. So that's it, guys. I just wanted to give you a brief explanation of these mates to kind of help build your understanding of what's going on. I do sell these mates on Yerba Mate Land, and for those of you who are watching this today, just for the rest of the day, I'm going to set up a code just to say thank you, guys, if you want to purchase these mates to save 15%. So the code is going to be YML15. YML15. The code's just going to be valid until tomorrow morning. So not too long, just until tomorrow morning, wherever you're at. Well, we're here in New York right now. It's 7 o'clock p.m. So type in the code YML15. In about half an hour, the code will be valid, and then you'll get about, let's say, 12 to 15, let's call it 12 hours time span to use that code and save 15% on any one of these brands. So my name is Dave Monte, guys. I really appreciate you watching this video. Allow me to share my passion with you guys. That's the purpose here. Share my passion. Talk about yerba mate. I truly believe that yerba mate is one of the most powerful herbs on earth right now that we know of. I truly believe that it blows away coffee in terms of overall health benefits. Scientifically, it has shown to be more, let's say, have a higher antioxidant capacity. That's basically a scientific term for saying that it has a higher ability to reduce stress on your body, and to clean out your body from toxins, and to essentially help to slow down the aging process. Because as we begin to age, our body loses its capacity to protect itself from harmful molecules known as free radicals. The process is called oxidative stress. That's essentially what aging is, oxidative stress. Mate in general helps to kind of put it a cap, kind of slows down oxidative stress and allows your body to have more power to boost its immune system, to boost its own natural cells, other cells, really to keep you rejuvenated. I'm not going to go into all the science, about that. You've heard me talk about that already. Yup, guys, Canadiamate, Rosamonte, Special. You can get all these brands in more detail at yerbamateland.com, Rosamonte Traditional. And let's just keep this going, guys. Every Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the schedule right now for these. We're just going to be talking about mate every Tuesday. You know, something to do with mate. We'll also be talking about, you know, other topics that interest us, but everything revolves around mate, or at least involve mate. I'll always be drinking mate on these videos, and I hope that you guys start to join in on these videos. I know it's kind of an awkward time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A lot of people are at work. A lot of people are at school. A lot of people are just going about their business. So I will try to eventually change the schedule to a later time, a later point in the day. That will allow a greater span of availability for the global population that watches these videos. But suffice it to say, these videos will always be published on Yerba Mate, our YouTube page at youtube.com/circleofdrink. Just subscribe to us on YouTube, and you'll always be able to watch these videos, even if you're not able to watch them live. And make sure to sign up for our Facebook page, facebook.com. Just type in Yerba Mate Land. We have a Yerba Mate page, and we have a Circle of Drink page. Both really good pages. We have educational information. We do discount sales, giveaways, raffles, all sorts of stuff. And it's a good way to let me know what topics you want to hear about. So please don't hesitate to comment on the videos. Tell me you want to hear, what you want to learn. And I'm here for you guys. I love doing this, so it's not any inconvenience for me at all to share information with you on Yerba Mate. So thanks. My name is Dave Mate, signing out. Salud. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon and drink your mate. Peace out, guys. Have a good one.